Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can, and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Line of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us this evening. This is Stephen Smith. I am guest hosting for evangelist Norma Chapman today on Facing Your Fears. And I just want to welcome everybody to the show today. I've got our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, here with me. Pastor Doris, would you open us with a prayer, please?
Yes. Glory to God. With much thanks. In this beauty of this brand new day, we thank the Lord for another opportunity to live, to breathe, and have every fiber of our being. We pray blessings to all connected on the line tonight on Facing Your Fears radio talk show, where we pray blessings, strength, and continued guidance to the wonderful host and visionary of this show, evangelist Norma Chapman. We're so grateful tonight, praise God, for our guests, and we're glad, praise God, for what God has poured into them tonight to bless all of us that are connected. We thank God for what he has in this topic tonight, God's purpose for your life, for our life. We pray, praise God, that we may all be richly blessed as we are listening and inclining our ears to hear what is being shared to this evening, and that we would enjoy what the Lord have in store for us, and we will leave the show tonight knowing that we are all in the greatest plan of all, and that's the plan of God. We pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We just give God honor. We give God glory, and we give God the praise tonight. We just so grateful tonight for Facing Your Fears radio talk show. We're so grateful for our amazing, awesome guests that are joining us tonight. And we are so thankful that we have them with us tonight with this great topic, God's purpose for your life. We have with us tonight, and I would like to just take a moment. I'm going to bring Glow Thompson on from Glow Boys Production to introduce our guest tonight, as he will be with us sharing from this amazing topic, God's purpose for your life. God bless you. At this time, we're going to bring Glow Thompson on for the introduction.
Good afternoon. I'm so honored to be a part of this awesome ministry this evening. Our other guest that we're going to be bringing on is Mr. Jermaine Hawkins. Jermaine is the lead singer for Jermaine Hawkins and the Harvest Spirituals out of New Orleans, Louisiana. And this is his purpose. One of the things is his purpose for singing, and he loves doing that, Mr. Jermaine Hawkins.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, we want to go right ahead and take the opportunity to get our speakers started. We are going to be hearing this evening from two amazing speakers tonight. We're going to be hearing from the lead singer, as Glow Thomas has already shared with us, Jermaine Hawkins. We're going to also be hearing from Glow Thomas tonight. But I'm going to pause for a moment and yield to Jermaine Hawkins to share as we go into our topic tonight, God's purpose for your life.
Yes, good evening. I'm Jermaine Hawkins of the Harvest Spirituals. I'm grateful tonight to be a part of this great radio interview and this great topic, God's purpose for my life. I'm excited to talk about how God has blessed me to go through so many things through life and to allow me to be where I am today, to talk about this today. And the purpose of my that God has for my life is to reach out to so many, to be able to help so many, to be able to tell them what God has done for me with all of the experiences that I've experienced in the past years, from being a teenager all the way up until 48 years old. I remember my mom allowed me to be able to travel the world with various groups, learning who God was. But at the same time, I was still living the life of a sinner man and didn't know who God really was. But God kept speaking to me, telling me there's a purpose on my life. I have something for you to do. And I didn't take it serious at that time, at that moment then. But now, since I've been through and God allowed me to go through so many things, so many experiences in my life to wake me up, to shake me up, from the time where I could have went to jail and I could have lost my life, God had helped me to come out of that situation, to be able to testify, to tell those that are out there in the world that you don't have to go down that road. He introduced me to singing at such a young age, and I took singing and writing songs and being able to travel the world to sing all over the world. I used that to supply that to my life, to be able to witness to others. And as I began to grow within singing, then he said, well, you need more than just singing. It is the chief worship, but you need the word. The word is what helps us make it through each day. The word is what keeps us on a straight and narrow. And I just thank God for the opportunity for the word today. I've been in my church over 31 years, and I'm able to tell somebody what thus saith the Lord. What must I do to be saved? When I once was asked that question, what must I do to be saved? And they said, you must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Believe in your heart, not the heart that pumps with blood, but the mind. And once I began to realize and understand who God was in my mind, then I accepted him in my heart, then God began to steer me, and I began to be able to tell men and women all across the world, even in Europe. I had a chance to travel Australia, Rome, Italy. The purpose of my life is to go around the world and get God's message from my heart to man and woman.
Wonderful. That's so wonderful, Mr. Hawkins, as you're sharing. God has opened up the world for you to be able to travel and to share God's purpose for your life, helping them understand his purpose for theirs. At this time, we are going to bring Stephen Smith in so he can share with you. Stephen, the line is open, and then we're going to get back to our guest speaker and as well bringing in Glo Thomas. Stephen Smith.
Thank you very much, Pastor Smith. I appreciate that.
You are so good.
I am Stephen Smith. I'm coming to you from Tampa here, Florida, and I'm proud to be able to be a guest host today for Evangelist Norma. She's not feeling well, so I'm stepping in for her. So glad to have Jermaine Hawkins with us this evening, as well as Glo Thompson. Looking forward to getting to know Jermaine a little bit better, as well as Glo. Tonight you're watching or listening to the Facing Your Fears radio talk show with host Evangelist Norma Chapman and co-host Pastor Doris Smith. And we have some amazing guests, Jermaine Hawkins and Sister Glo Thompson. They're going to be talking, as we had mentioned, about God's purpose for our life. And we're going to be discussing how our purpose can seem more difficult than it actually is. Sometimes trying to discover our purpose for life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming as well. You know, it can be a big, confusing, frustrating subject for some people. But if you want to move forward and you're not sure how, we're going to be talking about that this evening. The most important factor here is that we need to trust God to lead us where he wants us to go and what he has purposely planned for our lives. in Psalms 23, 2, verses 2 and 3, it states, "He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." So go to God, listen to him, and then trust him in the process for your lives. It may feel a bit confusing for us, but God has it all worked out, and it's just a matter of listening to what God is telling us, utilizing spiritual discernment. I know for myself, I found that a lot of my purpose came from my most painful moments, and so we'd like to turn this back over to Sister Flo, and you can talk now, Sister Flo. Hello?
Quickly before we relinquish back to our guest speakers, I just wanted to just chime in quickly to say that as we are talking about this amazing topic, and I want to yield most of the time to our speakers so they would have the opportunity to really pour into the people that are connected. We want our listeners to know that you are very important to us. We want you to know that you can chime in. Press that number 1 on your phone, and it will bring you in where you can make a comment or share. So I want to just be cautious of our listeners because we are so thankful for them. Many times we forget that the faith might look messy and that we might not have our entire life, which we already know we don't. We don't have our entire life plan unveiled to us immediately. Sometimes we must step forward with both that confidence and uncertainty. So this topic tonight, God's purpose, is so awesome. Sometimes we even forget that while God has conquered death through his son on that cross, we still live in a fallen world. And we are amid spiritual war between good and evil. So as we go forth in the topic tonight, God's purpose for your life, it reminds us and helps us to remember that God has a plan. And his plan for us is good and it's not evil. And as we have heard Brother Jermaine Hawkins share so beautifully in his beginning, how the world, through God's plan, has opened up for him and allowed him to step into the world and touch the lives of many. Now we yield back to Jermaine Hawkins and then to Glo Thomas.
I wanted to add, I understood that there was going to be some music, that Brother Jermaine had some music for us. Maybe we could hear a little bit of that before we get started here.
Yes, we can. Okay, let me prepare that now.
With your music, Brother Jermaine, is this part of your testimony as well?
Yes. This song is entitled "I'm Not Tired Yet." When God spoke to me at this time, after going through so much, this particular song was just to let the people know, no matter what I've been through, I'm never going to get tired again. I'm never going to shut down on doing what God is, doing what God has called me to do, because God has never stopped doing for me. And this song is just entitled, "I'm Not Tired Yet."
I'm not tired. Oh, no.
Yeah, that song just helped me through a lot of things that I went through back in the day. And when God spoke to me to come out with this song, it just helped me to tell the world that no matter what you go through, no matter how hard it gets, that God can handle anything. He can see you through anything, any situation. So I was just excited when God gave me that to let the world know, no matter what I deal with on a daily basis, I'm not dealing with it by myself. I'm never going to get tired. I'm not tired. I'm going to continue to run on to see what the end is going to be.
So persistence and getting back up when you might fall and just keeping on going is an important factor of what you've been doing, correct, Brother Jermaine?
Yes, sir, absolutely. You never see on this journey, this race will always have some obstacles that's going to come in your way. I mean, that's the devil's job, to always attack. And the more you do for God, the more the devil is going to attack. But we as Christians are supposed to understand and realize and know that we don't get weary in what we're doing. We continue on. We don't worry. We pray. And that within itself lets the world know, because there's somebody out there that don't have that portion of the word to understand that, because per se, I used to be a drug dealer, or I used to be on drugs, and how do I come from that? How do I make it? How do I get to where you are from where I am? You can do it. If I wasn't a drug dealer or a drug addict, I may have been a whoremonger. And God, if God did it for me, he can do it for you.
Well, I think it's important to note that it doesn't really matter what the things that we've maybe done in the past, as much as what we're thinking about trying to do to determine what our purpose is today. And then because of course, through Jesus Christ, we're forgiven for our sins, but we want to move forward. We don't want to live in the past. We want to live in the present. And what we are doing today is then going to affect our future. So was there a specific experience then that happened to you that you said, hey, look, I want to be different. And so what prompted you to decide, I want to start doing God's work in my life?
Well, as a child, even though my mom allowed me to the opportunity to travel the world as a kid, at a young age, I was still hard-headed, wanted to run the street, wanted to fit in, even though I was a quartet kid, quartet baby. I wanted to fit in. I wanted to mess with the girls, and I wanted to run the street and see what the trouble was all about, because it looked like there was a shining light on that particular, you know, type of world. But what happened to me was when I got in trouble, didn't go to jail, never been to prison, but I almost did. Called myself following others, you know, so-called friends. They stole out of the store, so I decided I wanted to take some candy out of the store too. But I got busted, and there were the manager of the store said, look, you look like you're a good kid. I'm about to call the police on you, but I think I'm going to give you an opportunity to change your life. But you got to promise me that you're going to change your life. And because if I see you in here again and you make this mistake again or anywhere around here, I'm going to make sure you get what's coming to you. And that right there within itself changed my life as a young kid. And I began to start trying to do little things to try to help change my life and just get more into my craft. I love singing. I always sung. Always loved to listen to gospel music, all of the great groups from back in the day, Mighty Clouds of Joy, the Fantastic Violinaires, those in particular. And I just began to stray away from the streets, per se, and started focusing on gospel and what I loved. And God began to speak to me more. And that's when I began to ask more questions like, how do you know when God speaks to you? And then I began to get into the word, and then I began to grow, because the word will grow you.
Amen. That is so great. As we're sitting here sharing, thank you, Steve. We want to also allow Glow to come in. Mr. Hawkins, you're sharing so beautifully, and the information that you're sharing,
you.
I'm sure, is touching the listeners as they have inclined. And I like how you said you love singing, but you knew you needed the word. Singing was good, but I heard you say, as you were sharing earlier, you said, but I needed the word. 31 years in church, and you are able, through those 31 years, more than three decades of your life in the ministry or in church or hearing or around those that are poured into your life, so you have something to pour back. You got an indwelling. So now you have an outpouring, and it's an outpouring through your music
That's
to
it.
The world. What a beautiful
That's
gift.
It.
And I just love it when you said that you sing, but you say you have to have that word. And so that's so
Amen.
Encouraging. And I would like for you, if you don't mind, just give us a little bit more of another song that you have, and then we'll use that as an introduction to bring in this amazing, awesome woman. She is the CEO and founder of Glow Boys Production. She's an amazing, awesome producer. She's not only producing Jermaine Hawkins and the Harvard Spirituals, producing many other groups. So we want to hear the amazing, awesome things that the Lord has done in her life as well. So we're going to hear a little bit more from Jermaine Hawkins' music. And then after that, the next voice you're going to hear is Glow Thompson.
All right. This song that I'm going to play is our signature song, just to stem from what you were just speaking on, how the word changed me. This song is entitled Dry Bones in the Valley.
Amen.
This song, it talks about how God changed me. I used to be a dry bone in the valley, but not anymore.
Going to go ahead now, and you heard Jermaine Hawkins say he was a dry bone, but he's not a dry bone anymore. Those dry bones are living, flourishing, and being a blessing to many. Now we yield to Glow Thompson.
Good evening. I have really enjoyed what I have heard so far. This is such an awesome event today. God's purpose for our lives. This could be such a frustrating topic, you know, trying to figure out day to day what is our purpose, why are we here, you know, what's my point for being here. But I learned early on in life what my purpose was. I had this desire, the love to help other people, and that's my desire. That's my purpose for life. I started a business a long time ago, you know, helping and assisting singers. In the quartet field, consulting, helping youth in youth programs. And that's just my passion. My passion is to help other people to succeed, find their way. And I know, like Jermaine was saying, sometimes it can be so difficult trying to figure out what our purpose is for life. Because if we're living a purposeless life, you know, not knowing where we're going, how we're going to get there, why are we going there. You know, life can be frustrating. You know, we can be confused every day we get up. We may not even want to get up because, you know, we don't have a desire. We don't have anything to motivate us to move forward in life. But I'm glad that I'm able to help, assist, and to do for other people. You know, to have a purpose in life is so meaningful, to help advance the kingdom of God through our ministries and what we do in helping other people, because they may not know. We may can give them advice as to how to find their purpose. You know, first you got to have that relationship with God, and he will direct you into what your purpose is, your love for life, what he wants you to do in life, and how you're going to get there in life. So like I said, I love helping people. My ministries are managing. I have three groups that I manage, which I love doing. That's my purpose. I have a choir that I started, has about 30-some members. That's my purpose in life, helping people through ministry, through songs. I have a scholarship that I help assist graduating seniors from school that I have an annual event that I give $500 per year because that's my passion again. That's my passion to help. So I want to make sure they're assisted in a way to help get them started through school. So I have that scholarship that I started in my sister's who died from cancer and my father who passed from cancer. I started the scholarship in their name. And I just wanted to, you know, just help people and do all I can to assist them. And as I go day through day, I continually know that that's my purpose. I'm rooted and grounded in knowing that, you know, I'm here to help people. You know, I don't know how, you know, God's going to, how I don't know how I'm going to do it, but God has already laid out the plan, the purpose, and how the direction, the roadmap for me to get there in helping them.
Ms. Thomas, do you find that as you go along doing the wonderful things that you're doing, do you find it, it becomes so uplifting? As I hear you speak myself, I love helping others. I love supporting them. I'm a people person. And would you say that it is so fulfilling when you're able to know your purpose and then to help someone else fulfill theirs?
Yes, it is. I get so much joy, so much excitement out of helping, you know, just helping people, not to get any kind of accolades or anything in return for it. I just want to give, help, assist, and, you know, help build other people's up. That's my ministry. That's my purpose. And I love
that's beautiful. That God-like compassion. You have that compassion built in with the empathy, with the action. It's all there. And it's readily present, and you're ready to use it, to share it, to give it to someone else, not looking for them in return to come back and say, oh, you did this, you did that. It becomes so fulfilling because it's genuine. It's so authentic from your heart. And I say today, even as I'm listening, that I find that to be so fulfilling. It's almost like I would liken it to being very thirsty on a very hot day, and then you drink cold water, and it's so fulfilling to your body to nurture. It nurtures us. As we pour out and help others, then we are in return, we are nurtured, and we're strengthened. So as I listen to the things that you're doing, you have the choir. Oh, my goodness, I know that must be amazingly awesome. And the scholarship, the different things that God has given you, the creative ability. What is the one that, what point in life that you really saw and could put your hand on and say, this is my purpose? What did something happen, or is it that you knew it all along, or what took you to that place and say, this is my purpose, and this is where I'm going to be striving going forward?
For me, I knew this all along. You know, I could just, you know, it was just on me. This is what I wanted to do. But let me say this too. 2 years ago, my son's wife had a little boy. He was born with a heart problem, and he stayed in the hospital for a long time. He had to have two open heart surgeries. And, you know, you see him just laying there, not able to do anything for himself, not able to help himself, and, you know, with all these tubes in him. And, you know, I knew it was a purpose for his life, you know, as a little baby. God didn't bring him here to take him through all that he's gone through, through all that he's going through, you know, not to have a purpose for his life. He's not able to talk right now. He's almost 2 years old, but he has, God has a testimony in that little boy. He has a purpose for his life. And I love to watch him and see him. It motivates me to know, too, that, you know, what I'm doing, it's what God had me to do. I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing it the way he would want me to do it.
That is so awesome.
And the thing I was going to say quickly with that is that with you knowing that purpose, and with you understanding that purpose and using that as an avenue to pour into the world, even as you're sharing with your grandson, as you're sharing about him, he has a purpose. Sometimes when we go through those tragic situations in life, we feel, because we're human, we go through different things, but we have to always have that knowing in our knowing that it's all, it don't look good, it don't feel good, it don't sound good, but it's going to work out for our good. So I want to say quickly to the listeners to continue to let our listeners know this is getting so good, Ms. Thompson, listening to you, I tell you. I want to continue to let our listeners know that Evangelist Chapman is not hosting tonight, but she is, of course, the host of Facing Your Fears, as you know. I want you to keep her lifted in your prayers. She had the COVID shot today, and she's resting. We are so grateful that all has gone well for her. We want you also to know, listeners, that you can press the number 1 on your phone and come vocally into the line and share. We want you to know we appreciate you, Evangelist Chapman, appreciate you, and we're just excited about what's going forth on the line tonight as we share about God's purpose for your life. Sister Glow, what other, you shared about a few of groups that you are, it was the Hawkins, I know Jermaine Hawkins and the Harvey Spirituals, and you named a few. Who are the others that you are now producing?
Yes, like you said, I have Jermaine Hawkins and the Harvey Spirituals, Pastor Douglas Noel and friends out of Hazelhurst, Mississippi, and also Andrew and the Spiritual Disciples out of Macomb, Mississippi.
Okay. Is there any specific song that you would like to allow us to hear, any new songs that have been made from any of the groups that you may have, you may want to play just a little bit for us this afternoon?
Well, I want to bring Jermaine back in, too. He has so much. Jermaine is this person. He has so much giving. His purpose is with people, giving and serving people as well. But I want to bring him back in to, you know, talk a little bit back more, because I'll be back with Evangelist Norma and to play some more of his music, if you don't mind.
That's exactly what I was asking, to play some more of the music if you have some more, and then we can yield it back to Jermaine Hawkins, because I would really, like to hear him go into what he was wanting to share with us today, and that's God's purpose for our life.
Amen.
You can go ahead. Yeah.
You want me to play something else? Okay.
You can go right ahead and share, or you can play a little bit of your song either before or after you speak. We just want to yield the floor to you to share with us what you have in your spirit today.
Okay. First and foremost, I give glory and honor and praise to the Lord for this opportunity to just to be chosen to be interviewed by you guys. Such an awesome, beautiful show that you guys have. And I thank God for Evangelist Chapman. We'll be praying for her as well for a speedy recovery. And we thank God for our manager, Ms. Glow Thompson, on today. And we're just excited to be on here to have the opportunity to be able to bless you guys with some of our music and you know, and some of the knowledge of what God has given to us to be able to bless you with. But I've been playing music from one of the latest, not the latest CD, and I'm trying to load up the latest CD, but I'm going to give you something else from the same CD, and this song is entitled Show Us the Way. Lord, please show us the way. Let's try it.
To show us your way, please.
Mr. Hawkins, for sharing a bit of that song with us. We are looking at the time this evening, and we want to make sure that we yield as much of the time that we have left to you to continue to share on this topic. I'm going to yield it back to you. I want to say to the listeners, press that one on your phone. If you want to come in and share as we're listening to this great topic this evening, remember you can chime in by pressing the number one on your phone. We're going to yield back to you, Mr. Hawkins, to continue to share. And I want to just caution you, as we approach that 6:20 hour, we want you to be able to let all our listeners know how they can reach you, how they can contact you, how they can get some of this beautiful music that I do believe will truly be a blessing to them and all that listen to it. So just kind of keep an eye at the clock, and when we reach that time, if you would just give them information about yourself, how they can reach you, how they can contact you, and Ms. Glow, if they're interested in bringing you to their city, to their state, make sure they get that information and how they can purchase your music. Back into the hands of Mr. Hawkins.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, and thank you guys for listening on today. Jermaine Hawkins and the Harvey Spirituals, we are currently under Vigor Music Incorporated. Our manager, which is Ms. Gloria Thompson, she can give you all the information. You can contact Ms. Gloria for all of our latest music. We have three new projects that's coming out, technically four, with a compilation and three singles that's in the process of coming out. And Ms. Gloria, she can give you all of the information that you need to contact her, where you guys can get this music and whatever other music that's coming out in the near future.
Okay, thank you so much. We will get that at the end from Ms. Glow Thompson. Now we yield back to you to continue sharing about your topic, God's purpose for your life.
Okay. Again, like I said, how I got to where I am today is because of the experiences that I've experienced at a young age. I've been in gospel all of my life. I've been singing all of my life, and just on and off, not living the life. But as I got older, I've been blessed to be able to, learn the word for myself. And you know how the word says, study to show thyself approved. And I didn't know what that meant in the past, but as I began to learn from the same pastor for so many years, but God has called him home, but God has blessed us with another, I was able to ask the questions. They took out the time and begin to teach us, whatever questions that we had. And it helped me grow. They always say supplication, take the word and supply, apply it to your life. And that's what I began to do. It's just like giving. I had to learn early on, giving, tithing is just not giving your money, it's your time and your talent as well. So I knew that I learned that just giving my money wasn't enough, so I had to go to church. I knew going to church wasn't enough, so I had to put my gift to work, and your gift will make room for you. So all of these things work hand in hand and producing who I am today. And I just thank God for the word. And if it had not been for him today, I wouldn't be here today to be able to speak to you guys and tell you just how good he is. And if you trust him and never doubt him, no matter what you're going through, he will bless you and bless your family as well.
Amen. Amen.
At this time, we want to pause for just a moment to bring Mrs. Smith back in. If you have a comment, Mrs. Smith, or something you want to say, the song that Mr. Hawkins played, he said, show us the way. What better
person to actually show you the way than the one that knows every way, than the one that created the way, than the one that made all of us. So we are so grateful Amen. For what we're hearing. It's such a beautiful show, and I am truly enjoying it. We want to bring Steve back in for a moment before we prepare. We see the clock, and we want to keep abreast of the time so that we can get the information out that we need before closing. So we'll have Stephen Smith back in.
Thank you, Pastor Smith. We really appreciate everybody that's listening in today. We're talking about finding your purpose, God's purpose for our life. I want to remind the listeners, feel free to press 1 if you have a comment, if you would like to maybe just share your thoughts, or you have a question for one of our guests. Press 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you into the studio, and you can share your thoughts with us. We're talking about purpose and defining our purpose. And I'll tell you what I was hearing here, Brother Hawkins, was you're talking about some difficult times in your past and how that kind of developed into your purpose. And I keep on hearing about the Word. And it tells us in the Bible that the Word is God. And that, you know, God, I think, is our purpose. And I believe that we're all built to be servants of God and to help our communities as you are. You do it through music. Sister Glow does it through being a manager and helping people to get their music out and take it to different venues and have that ability for other people to hear your music. So everybody has special talents. And so we want the listeners to know that you have special talents too, to find your purpose. And, you know, if you turn, your thoughts over to determining what God wants for your life by just going to prayer, going to the Bible, studying the Bible to let this flow into your life. Your life can be very enriching. That's what I'm hearing here. So, Mr. Hawkins, why don't you continue to carry on about how you are sharing this message out with COVID. Of course, not so much in the public arena. Are you doing other things like using technology, doing Zooms, or how else are you getting your music out there to people?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. That is so interesting, and I'd love to share that. Since the pandemic started on last year, it's been so difficult on a lot of artists, such as myself. My guys, if I don't keep them going or keep them busy, they get busy, you know, and they get stagnated. And I don't, and, you know, I try not to let them stand too far off too long. So what I had to do, I had to pray and ask God, is it time to do a rehearsal now, or is it time to try to bring the guys together? I'm talking about when it first started, when people were you know, people were dying and losing their lives over the pandemic, you know, with the corona stuff. And God, you know, God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. And I began to, as I prayed to God, and I trust him so much, when he told me it was okay to come together, and I have older guys in the group, diabetics, you know, like myself, I'm a diabetic. And I had two other guys that are diabetics. And I said, Lord, I want to know, I'm doing the right thing. I need to know which way to go, what direction to take. And God began to tell me, yes, come together. This is why I put you guys together. There are so many people that are yearning for the Word, and they need a song to help uplift them. And you guys need to continue to push. And I said, well, Lord, you know, the flesh kicks in, and, you know, and God said, don't worry. Don't fret. Just do as I tell you, and I guarantee everything. And I tell you, one of my guys, because he was a fireman at the time, experienced COVID, but he made it out of it. But he had bad diabetes, and God brought him through, pulled him out of that. And I've never caught the COVID. None of the rest of my guys caught the COVID. I have one of my guys who was the father of the group, 76 years old, never got the COVID, and we are still rolling today. And God blessed me with Vigor Music. I am standing tall today because of Vigor Music. They are a I'm sorry. They are a family that just comes together and sticks together and does everything the way God calls them to do. And Vigor Music began to tell us that we need to get our views up despite what's going on and stuff like that. So they began to tell me that I need to start doing that. So I began to go on live, and I've always been a person that didn't like to have the spotlight on me, even though I'm the lead singer. But God began to speak to me, and remember, I hears his voice, and I adhere to his voice, and he began to say, well, I'm going to give you a platform, a ministry, another ministry to add to what you have, to get more out, more messages out through song. I said, well, how, Lord? He said, through technology. Now, I'm not a technical person when it comes down to technology, but I began to learn through our manager and various peoples, who's teaching me how to work with Facebook and so on and so on. So we're getting the message through Facebook live each week. Now it's twice a week. It started off one time a day, one time a week, which is on Saturdays. It's been between 6 and 8 o'clock at night on Saturdays. And now it's Wednesday nights. I just done the first of the second show yesterday at 6 o'clock. I do it for 1 hour, and on Saturdays I do it for 2 hours. And it's been great. And now we've been connecting, so the title of the ministry is Jermaine Hawkins and the Harvest Spirituals Network Ministry.
That's awesome. Yeah, Facebook is certainly, well, social media is certainly a way to get your message out to people. This is really exciting. I mean, music is great. It's a great vehicle to be able to share a message. When you were playing your song earlier, it's like, you know, I'm practically dancing in my chair here, and it's like, wow, this is so awesome, you know. I just love it. Now, can you just repeat that, though, because we want the viewers to be able to look you up on Facebook, absolutely, 100%, and if you have a website or something like that or another way for them to reach you, what is the best way to get your the listeners to be able to connect with you?
You can connect to me personally, Jermaine Hawkins, and I am the one that does the ministry twice a week, Jermaine Hawkins. And once you connect on my Facebook Live or ask to be my friend, I will connect with you. That's part of my purpose of what God has for me to do is connect with others and help them what they're going through in this time of day. Jermaine Hawkins, and it's in the title of the show is Jermaine Hawkins and Harvest Spirituals Network Ministry. So we want to connect with you. So if you just come on there and become our friend, I promise you, you will not be disappointed.
That's very exciting. So folks, we want you to look up Jermaine Hawkins on Facebook and the Jermaine Hawkins Spiritual. That's pretty exciting. Now, Glow, you got things going too as well, and people can reach out to you if you would share with the listeners, I'm sorry, how they can reach you as well.
Yes, you can also find me on Facebook, Globalist Productions. You can call me on my cell, 601-927-1513. My email address is globalistproductions@yahoo.com. Or you can help. Also, I was going to say you can, any of my artists as well, you can, you know, reach me to get in contact with them for any of their products that they have or any of the music that they're playing or to book them on in your areas. You'll be so excited to get them into your area and to get their ministry to you.
Thank you very much for that. I just wanted to yield here to our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, and remind you that you're listening to Facing Your Fears, and this is a talk radio show on Blog Talk Radio every week at 4:30 Central Standard Time. I'm on Eastern Time, so it's 5:30 for me out here in Florida, and 3:30 in Pacific Time. every Thursday. Please do join us. This is hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman. She is not feeling so well today, so we want to be praying for her. And then let me just turn this back over to our co-host, Pastor Dora Smith.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you so much for the information that Mr. Hawkins has shared and Ms. Glo Thompson has shared, how you can reach them. This is a way that you definitely want to make sure that you connect. I tell you, the music is awesome. The music, even just the few songs that I've heard today, show me the way. Oh, my God, that ministers to you all by itself. You know, so I am so grateful to have had the opportunity to be connected this evening and hear Mr. Hawkins and to hear him share about God's purpose for his life. God has a purpose and he has a plan for all of our lives. And his purpose and his plan is for us to flourish. He came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly, not less, but more abundantly. And I am so grateful tonight as I listen to Glo Thomas and all the beautiful Thompson and all the beautiful things that she is doing in producing and sharing and scholarships. Oh, wow, how the world is being truly blessed and how the world is being truly blessed as Mr. Hawkins pour in along with the Harvey spirituals that are connected with him and the ministry. So go to Facebook. Go to Facebook, connect, wherever the word is coming in. You hear he is really, really driving when it comes to the word. He says singing, but the word. And everything I hear him saying, he's going back to the word. He's going back to what is going to stand, what's not going to fall, what's not going to be able to be plucked up, what is unstoppable, unmovable, unshakable, irrevocable, and untouchable. That's the word of God. So I just thank God today. I tell you, I feel like I'm in the place where I just want to just I'm waving my hand, standing here in the room. Lord, glory.
I tell
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, please God.
As I listen to you all today, I'm just glorifying God because I'm sure it's just giving, touching heaven because it's the word. Everything he said, it just touched my heart because it went back to the word, back to the word. And then Glo Thompson come on, she said, I want to yield back to him so he can, what, get you back to the word, back to the word, back to the word.
Amen.
So beautiful.
I tell you, God bless you,
Mr. Hawkins. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too.
For the beautiful work that you all are doing and how you're making an impact on lives that you'll probably never see or even get to know. People in different states, countries, all over the world that are being impacted by the awesome and amazing work you're so humbly doing. I say to you, thank you. You've touched my life with what you share here tonight, and I say thank you. Continue to pour richly everywhere the very soles of your feet shall tread. Continue to pour in the purpose that God has blessed you. I want to go back. We have about 7 minutes and check to see if we have anybody on the line. Callers, listen, we want to hear from you. Our listeners, we want to hear from you. Evangelist, our amazing, awesome host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. She's not with us tonight on the line, but she's here and she's listening in. And I want you all to keep her lifted up in your prayers that God will do what we believe by faith and know and already receive. Touch her body, strengthen her body, renew and afresh, pour out a new and afresh into her this evening, lifting her up.
Amen.
We know she had the COVID.
Yes, amen.
And we encourage you all to join us in praying for her.
Yes.
Pray for one another. Pray for one another. Amen.
Yes.
So at this time,
Mr.
Hawkins, is there anything else you want to share with the people or you want to, we have a few more minutes. I'll yield back to you. You want to share, tell them about your music, blow anything. You want to tell them about the production, anything upcoming, anything we can catch on Facebook, any events coming up soon?
We don't have any events scheduled right now, but we do have a host of music is getting ready to be produced. So be on the lookout, and we'll forward all that information to you so, you know, you can let your listening audience know where they can find some great listening music, gospel music.
Yes, sure will.
I just want to remind the viewers to...
Just one moment, Steve. Is there anything you want to share tonight as it concerns your music or anything upcoming?
I just want to say that the music that I was playing on tonight, that's not the latest, but on our live, we do play the latest CD, which was a live recording that was recorded right here in New Orleans, where I'm from, New Orleans, Louisiana, right at my church. It was a live recording, and it was entitled Jesus and Me. Those are some songs that you can get that recording through our manager as well. And if you need that, just reach out to her. But you have to hear those songs as well. This recording that I played tonight was something we recorded directly after Hurricane Katrina. But we do have some new projects that are coming out. Thank you.
Wonderful. At this time, I'm going to yield back to Steve, our guest host in the studio with us tonight, Mr. Stephen Smith. And he's going to give the final remarks, and he's going to close us in prayer.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Pastor Smith. You know, I'm just honored to be here as we've been learning this evening about purpose and about how Jermaine Hawkins and Glo Thompson have defined their purpose, and that is to help people. And with Jermaine, it's about singing and singing the word. And it's just a wonderful – music is something – everybody, I think, can relate to, and when you put God's word to it, it makes it even that much more powerful. I know that we have just a couple minutes. If someone, one of our listeners, has wants to come on, press 1, because I tell you what, we got maybe a minute or two for you. If you want to tell us what your purpose is, we'd love to hear that too as well. But I just wanted to share a couple things that I'm hearing tonight. I'm hearing about how, you know, God will tell us if we put our faith in God to give us the message of what is our purpose. I mentioned earlier that we all have special talents. And in the church family, we need to group together. I believe in this team spirit, and together, everybody has their special talents. We can come together, and it makes us even that much more powerful. Because these days, there's a lot of darkness going out there, and we need to shine our light bright, like Glo is doing, as well as Jermaine is doing, and Pastor Smith and Evangelist Norma. We want to shout on the mountaintop about how important it is to be a servant for God, tell people about Jesus Christ and how he has died on the cross for our sins, and that through him we can be a new person and we can move forward in the process of glorifying God in everything that we do. Do our guests have any final thoughts?
Steve, just quickly, I just want to just stay quickly before I turn it right back over to you.
Yes.
I just want to share with the guests to make sure that everybody heard clearly that our host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, does not have COVID. She got the COVID shot. We want to make sure that that is properly stated. she got the COVID injection. She does not have COVID-19.
There
right
go. Yes.
Amen.
God's looking out for it sounds like for all of us here in the studio today. Mm-hmm. And we're certainly appreciative of that. So just hold us all up in prayer here. We want to, again, thank our listeners for taking time to come and join us today on Facing Your Fears, hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman. My name is Stephen Smith. I'm a guest host today, as Evangelist Norma is not feeling so well. And let's reiterate, Evangelist Norma does not have COVID. She had a COVID shot. That's feeling really well. So we just want you to know that we appreciate everybody. I'm just going to go ahead and close this up in prayer now. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for this opportunity today to be able to get to know Brother Jermaine Hawkins as well as Sister Glow Thompson, and to have our wonderful and talented co-host, Pastor Dora Smith, with us today. I just ask that you would be with us in all that we are doing and help us to be able to define our purpose for our life, Lord, and for us to be able to break through the barriers that we may have made in our life and to move forward in servitude of you, and that we glorify you in everything that we do. And I say thank you, amen, and everybody, God bless you and have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us on Facing Your Fears. Come back.
Amen. Thank you all. Goodbye. God bless you.
God bless you. Y'all have a good night.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.